MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Brad Bendall, BetterBond's international head of sales. Brad, appreciate the early morning, the BetterBond property brief, July 2025. A lot of data in here. What stands out for me is the second quarter, a little weaker than the Q1, but really good improvements year on year in terms of the home loan industry.
Yeah, morning, Simon. Some really, really good movement in the indicators, all positive, and it's looking good for buyers around the country.
It does show that. I mean, it does. Yeah, and in fact, you've got the one illustration which does. I mean, it goes back to the low rates of 2021, and let's not compare back to that day just yet. But if we look back against a year ago, it does sort of play into the story that it's still tough out there, but consumers are in a better space. They are out there and shopping, and we're seeing increases in home loan applications, and in fact, in prices of home loans.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're seeing a growth in applications. We're up 7.4% year on year, significantly outpacing the 2.8% inflation. We anticipating a rate cut at the end of July, and we're seeing low deposits, which is all bodes well for the consumer, and certainly improves buyer confidence and improved affordability across the board.
Is this? I mean, how much is the improved affordability? How much is banks perhaps getting a little less strict on their lending requirements? Was that almost impossible to tell?
No, not at all. I think, you know, the banks' lending policies have been consistent for a number of years. Mm-hmm. But I think what is happening is you finding the consumer's affordability is improving, and their credit scoring is improving. So, you know, less debt, although, you know, one could argue that there's the debt ratios in South Africa are still too high. Mm. I think certainly for those who are looking to purchase properties, the fact that they are lower deposit requirements certainly assists them in terms of affordability. So they have the necessary cash available for the transfer fees, etc.
You mentioned the debt there, and one of the data points is debt service cost as percentage of household income. In 21, it was 6.7%, but of course, that was record generational low prime rates. It had gone to 9.1. It is slipping down. It's back at 8.9. And I suppose, again, moving in the right direction is the important number, but still, I would say, a little elevated.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, one could argue the high interest rate cycle that we've experienced, one of the longest high interest rate cycles that we've experienced in history. So, you know, there's lots of questions around why the MPC is holding the interest rates at such a high level. And hopefully, as I said, you know, hopefully we see a rate cut at the end of July, and it's a significant rate cut as opposed to just a 25 basis point rate cut, which will certainly assist once again.
Yeah, we need bigger rate cuts. There's no doubt around that. First time home buyers, they're active in the market?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've seen average home prices drop to 1.58 million, mm-hmm. and first-time home buyers real prices have fallen by 8.3%. That's the lowest since Q1 of 2022. Mm-hmm. So it's moving to a buyer's market, looking a lot more beneficial for first-time home buyers. I will throw in a little caveat there. You know, in certain provinces, there's a stock shortage, so that doesn't play to a buyer's market, but certainly in Gauteng, Pretoria, the Eastern Cape, it's certainly a buyer's market.
You mentioned stock shortages there. I mean, some of the provinces that popped up, I'm like, yo, it seemed weird to me. But is this still a Western Cape market? And, you know, we always talk around Western Cape's where the property is, you know, you get the best returns, etc. Is it still all about Western Cape, or are there other regions coming to the fore?
No, look, I mean, the Western Cape is still performing well, and it has done for some years now. But I mean, you mentioned interesting provinces. So, I mean, Pretoria, for example, although it's not a province, but Pretoria's regional growth has exceeded 27% in home loans. So, and Northwest Province is showing an upside potential with 10% price increases and 49% spike in platinum prices. So, you know, those things play into the buyer's hands. Also, building activities. KZN's outperforming every single province in South Africa with an increase in building activity, completion, sorry, of 53.6%, while the Eastern Cape fell by 46%, Gauteng dropped by 20%. So, and by the way, KZN outperformed Western Cape at 53%, but Western Cape was at 14.7%. So, you know, that gives an indication of the different dynamics around the country.
And stuff happening in Greater Pretoria, quite patently. We'll leave it there. Brad Bendel, Better Bonds International Head of Sales, appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.